try not to be very long. Sometimes I speak usually on Thursday nights at a prayer meeting, and sometimes I think they wish I'd shut up because I talked too long. And so I'll try not to talk very long today, okay? I know all of you's full. You're thinking, if I can just get home, I'd take a nap. And I know how it is. I am normal most of the time. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. We'll hurry up before y'all have time to start commenting on me being normal. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. How many of you ever bought a brand new car? Drove it off the lot? Or how many of you had a brand new house? Ever bought a brand new house? No, I've never done that. But I have bought a brand new car before, a couple times. And when you drive it off the lot, boy, it just makes you nauseous the first time it rains, don't it? If you're driving down the road after a rain and you have, or if you just washed your car and cleaned it up, that's like the call for rain, isn't it? You get all cleaned up and you're driving down the road and the first thing you see is a big mud hole. What do you usually do? You change lanes. You go, any other day you drive through it. But when it's all cleaned up, you drive around it. If they're laying new asphalt on the road, you'll go a different way. I will. Because it'll get that stuff onto your car and you can't get it off. And so you'll find another route, even if it's longer, to avoid messing up what you just did. We are the church that he purchased with his own blood. We are the church. Read you another scripture in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. For as much as ye know, ye are not redeemed with corruptible things, such as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. We are the church. I talked to a guy the other day, and I was looking at a job with him, and he told me, he said, now Rodney, when you price this job, I want you to price it high. I want you to price it expensive. Because this guy's idea is the more money he pays for it, the better it is. And I said, well, that's about as illogical as anything. You know, you can buy the same car if you pay $50,000 or $75,000. It's still the same car. Doesn't make any difference. Still the same vehicle. So, but we are the church. An ultimate price was paid that me and you could belong to Christ. All started many, many years ago. You can go back and read. You can go back and read. I don't like to stand way up there, okay? I like to get down here where I can spit on Sister Barbara. You can go back and read about history. You won't find a lot besides reading in the Bible. You won't find a lot about the church. You may find some history about it, but there won't be lots of history about the church until you read about them coming to America for freedom to worship. Imagine that that's why we started America and where we're at today. Freedom to worship. That ain't even my message. I threw that in for free. But we came to America, and then you began to read about the history of the church. And you find out they came here because they wanted to worship God. They wanted freedom to worship how they wanted to. You can again read, and you will find out during the period from the book of Acts until early 1900s, you don't read a lot about the Holy Ghost. You don't read a lot about the moving of the Holy Ghost. But what happened in the early 1900s is some people got hungry for a move of God. You know what they did? They began to read in the Word of God. They began to read in this book. And in this book it told them they can have the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. So they began to pray and ask God, because somebody dared to believe what the Word of God said. They got hungry and began to pray and began to seek God. Some of them prayed for several years before they finally had an outpouring at Azusa Street. And I know there's other places, but they had an outpouring at Azusa Street of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because somebody realized they were the church. They were the authority of God's Word. It wasn't just a saying. It wasn't just a group of people. It wasn't just the building that they came to have church. But they realized we are the church of the living God. You see, if you go back in history to the beginning of the Bible, you will find out there was a man chosen of God by the name of Abraham. And God said, of your seed, I will make a nation. I will make a great nation. So it all started in the book of Genesis as a family. That family multiplied and multiplied and became kings. That family multiplied on down through the ages of time until you get to the New Testament. And there was a man born by the name of Jesus that gave himself on the cross for the church. He purchased the church. You see, it was still contained to the Jews. It was still contained to one generation of people, or one group of people. But then there was a man by the name of Peter one day that he said, the Spirit spoke to him and said, go to Cornelius's house. I have decided that it does not matter what God says is clean. That's what you need to go with. And he opened the door that me and you could become a part of the church. Of the church. So from the book of Acts to the early 1900s, we find a time. I don't know what happened all during that period of time. I'm an old West type guy. I like to think about riding a horse with a gun hanging on your side and wearing a cowboy hat across the desert. Maybe you don't care one thing about that. That's just what I like. That's the period of time I like. I like that, thinking about riding that horse and carrying a gun and just, I know it's a dangerous time in the world, but that's the era I like to think about, okay? But there, through all them ages, there was still a church that God bought with His own blood. And here we are 100 years later, or 150 years later, we still have a church. And if we'll go back to what God says, we can still be the powerful church that God promised we could be. But you know what we do? We hear and we know. You know what happens when you wash your car? You will dodge the mud holes for a few days. You got a brand new car? You will vacuum the carpet and almost wear it out in the first month you have it. Because you want to keep it clean. Because it's new. But then the new wears off. And then it won't be long till you'll have grass all in the floorboard of your car. And one day you'll think, good Lord, I need to vacuum this thing. When you first got it, it would have never got that way. And that's just natural. But you know what I see? The church is the same way. The preacher preaches to us, and he tells us what we need to do. And we walk out of here thinking, man, I'm gonna, until we get home. And by Wednesday night, we have forgotten what the pastor said. By Wednesday night, we done forgot that we was going to do better. And the next Sunday, the pastor preaches to us. And it comes to us, oh yeah, I forgot I was going to do better. God's trying to work on the church. He wants us to be a powerful church. He told Peter one day, he said, Peter, upon this rock, I will build my church. If you read about the place they were at, whenever he talked to Peter that day, it was a place of sin. It was a place of evil. It was a place where satanic Aaron was on the rampage. And he said, on this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We are a powerhouse. We are a strong church. Thank you for bringing me some water. We are a great church. You may not know it, but we are. The devil wolves me around. We're still the church. The devil gives me fits. We are the church. I'm born again. I am redeemed. I am blood bought. I am cleansed. I have been sanctified. I am above and not below. I am the head and not the tail. I am the church. I do not have to listen to the devil. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. The thief cometh not, but what? Did not Satan do it? It said that's what he came to do. You give him that authority, every one of us in this room will be dead before we get home. He does not have the authority to win. He does not have the authority to kill. Life and death is not in His hand. We are the church. We celebrated last Sunday one of the greatest holidays of the church. If it was not for Easter, if it was not for His death and His resurrection, there would be no reason to celebrate anything. He has bought the church with His own blood. You take away that cross, you might as well take away the church. You take away that grave, that empty grave, and you can take away the church. What we have is a Savior that went and died and bore our sins. And He went to the grave and He rose again. That tomb is empty because He lives. We can live also because He lives. We are the powerful church. Many years ago, there was a bombing. It's a very popular thing. You hear about it. Every year we celebrate the anniversary. Well, not really celebrate. We hear the anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And you know what? The statement was made within just a few days when they bombed Pearl Harbor. And America got together, and within a matter of days, they had millions of troops sitting on foreign soil ready to do battle. And the statement was made, my God, I have awakened a military sleeping military giant. They did not realize what they had messed with until the day they messed with them and made them rise up and become of a great warrior. But when they did, they realized what a mess they had got into. Let me tell you, the devil's messed with the church and pushed the church. And it is time that the church stands up and lets him know we are not a weak church. We are not a people that you can push around. We are not a people you can shove around. We are God's church. I am blood-bought. maybe you're not, but I'm blood-bought. If you ain't blood-bought, you probably ain't saved. Well, you ain't saved. I have been purchased. While I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. He gave me an opportunity to be a part of His church. He gave me an opportunity to be a warrior on His team. And if He has given me that opportunity, how dare I not take what He gave me and use it in the battle and use it and not back down to the enemy. I'm pretty easy to get along with most of the time. There is a point. You can push me too. And you will wish that you quit pushing. And every one of us is like that. There is a point. But once you get to a certain point, you better back off. Now, I'm not, you can tell by looking at me, I'm not that strong of a person. But I want to tell you, there is things called two-by-fours and hammers and anything else that make equalizers. And if you push me far enough, I'll probably use one on you. If you break in my house, you're probably going to get shot. If I get to the gun first, I'm going to shoot you. I called the police one day because there's big ruckus going on. It's a long story. You don't want to hear it all. And I told that lady on the phone, I said, listen, this is what happened. And I'm standing here with a gun. And I'm telling you, if that guy comes in my yard, I'm going to shoot him. She said, you can't do that. I said, let me tell you something. Lady, if that guy comes back in my yard again, I'm going to shoot him. I'm going to empty this gun. He's going to be dead when you get here. She said, well, sir, you can't do that. And I said, lady, I'm telling you what's fixing to happen. And you know what? Within 5 minutes, they had six cops over there. I don't know what they told them people. I don't know if they said, you better not mess with that crazy old man. I don't know what they said. Them people never bothered us again. I guess they got the point that I wasn't playing. You weren't pushing me anymore. You got me back to right here. And you better not push not one more time. Because you have crossed the line. You've crossed the line. And you've already pushed me across the line. And my defense is in now. It's went from defense to offense. And you're fixing to get hurt. Let me tell you, when we get to that point with the devil, hey, we are the church. When we walk through that back door, you can't come in here with us. We're here to worship our God. We're here to give thanks to our God for what He has done for us. And I dare you, devil, to walk through that door with me. Because you're going to wish you hadn't come in this place. You're going to go out with your tail tucked between your legs. We are the church. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? We're the church. I don't know if you heard this song. I'm not going to sing, so don't get scared. This says, we are in this army of the Lord. And now I done forgot how the rest of it goes, so don't matter. We are in this army of the Lord. We are going forth. Yeah. We're not slowing down. We're not stopping. We're not backing up. I'm not letting you have my children. I'm not letting you have my family. I'm not letting you have my home. I'm not letting you have anything I've got because we are the church. We are the dead rights to be the church. What about you? Are you the church? Do you belong to the church? You know, I can't stand, and Lord, I hope I'm going to use not one of them. I can't stand kids that have this arrogant attitude because of their line of heritage. I know a kid, he walked into lumberyard one day and he told these guys, they told me about it, and I know the kid and I can't stand him. That didn't sound nice, did it? But I really can't. He said, listen, the owner of this other lumberyard, I'm his son-in-law. And he said, if you need anything, you give me a call. Why, I just want to throw up on him is what I wanted to do. But you know what? He thought because he married into that family that he was it. You know, he thought he had the authority. Let me tell you, if we could only get that way because we are the church. Oh, y'all look at me like I'm crazy. We are. We are. I've been purchased with His blood. There was an ultimate price paid. You may think I'm worthless, but He don't. You may not think much of me, but He does. I may not think much of myself, but He does. He paid the ultimate price for me that I could be part of His church. Stinking on you, devil. You just might as well back off. Because it's time for us to march forward. I told you this morning when I had our children up here. It's the most valuable thing that we have. Let's show our children what the church really is. Let's show our children how powerful the church really can be. That they, when they walk away and they become of their own age, of their age of accountability and making their own decisions, their decision will be, let's see, do I want the world or do I want to be part of the church? I want to be part of the church because I know what the church is. Oh, get back on this morning's prayer message, ain't I? Stand with me. I've preached long enough. I know I'm not the pastor, and I know I ain't preached like the pastor today. But I pray that when we walk out that door, and you get in your car to go home, and when you get up in the morning, I'm asking God that it burns in your mind and in your heart that I am a child of God. I am not my own. I've been purchased with a price, the blood of Jesus Christ, which makes me something above anybody else in this world. No, we may not be better people. You see, when you come to the cross, it's all level at the cross. But I want to tell you, once you've been washed in His blood, it puts you on a different plane than the rest of this world. Because you have been purchased by His blood. They can have the same thing, but it puts you on a different plane. You're in this world, but you're not of this world. We're looking for a city that's way beyond this. We're looking for a retirement that's out of this world, aren't we? Amen. Bow your heads with me. We probably won't need no music. If you want to come and pray today, while we're praying, I want you to come. If not, we're going to pray and be dismissed. But I hope you go away from here today thinking, I am a part of the church.